Good morning. Have you ever read something, you read it, and you say, what? Let me read that again. You read it again, and you still say, what? This can't be. That was my reaction when I looked over these readings that we have today before us earlier in the week, particularly the reading from James and the reading from Mark's gospel. At first reading, it seemed to me that what's being said in the letter of James about how the assembly is to be and how we are to treat each other, that exactly what's described as being followers of Christ, that in the gospel reading, Jesus isn't doing that. As a matter of fact, he's doing just the opposite, it seems, of what the letter of James is saying. At least that was my first thought. And I said to myself, what? Am I hearing this right? But as I read deeper into it, there's, I think, a really great message for us to hear today. The letter of James, this section of Mark's gospel. The letter of James is described by some folks as kind of a letter that is about how we are to act as followers of Christ, how we are to be as followers of Christ. Some go as far to say it may not have that kind of theology that Paul has in his letters. Paul's developing some incredible theological ways of being, and I'm not sure that's fair to the letter of James, but some put it that way. James is a very, very, a phrase that's used as practical. And James today, it seems, but when you read the letter of James, in hearing what's being addressed in that letter, you can almost kind of figure out that there were some concerns in the early Christian community about the way folks gathered, the way folks were treating each other, and James is addressing that. And what he's saying in the letter today is this. He's saying to the assembly meaning the gathered community as we are, if someone comes to the door dressed in gold rings and fine clothing, and you say to them, come on in, welcome, come on in, let me show you where to sit, and you lead them in. And yet someone else comes to the door who's poor, dressed in dirty clothes, and we say, just hold on a second, you know, just that there's that hesitancy to offer that same welcoming as to the person with gold rings and fine clothes. James' letter is saying there's no room for that in the assembly. There's no room for that as followers of Christ to make these kinds of distinctions, but we are all God's creation. We are all equal in God's eyes, and our call is to live into that. And that's a challenge that can still be for the church today. For the assemblies as we gather in different places, in different denominations, in different households, in different parishes. You know, how do we live into that? How do we truly welcome all as being equally part of God's creation? Now, in a homily, we could go that way. We could talk about that and reflect on that. But I want to go a little bit deeper. Let's go to the gospel reading. So there's that image that James gives us. Then in the gospel reading, we hear Jesus going about his ministry of healing, teaching, preaching. And the story today is that he's in this area, and someone who's described as a Gentile Syro-Phoenician woman comes to Jesus asking for healing for her daughter. Now, Mark, who's writing this gospel, is writing for a community that he's a part of, that is experiencing a great influx of Gentiles into the Christian community. There are many who are Jewish Christians, those first followers of Jesus, but in Mark's community, there are many Gentiles coming into the community. And so Mark is trying to show that all are welcome in this community. Not just some who are welcomed in and others are told to wait at the door, but rather all are welcomed. But it seems that Jesus' ministry early on was a ministry to the community in which he was shaped and formed. Jesus' ministry is primarily to the Jews in his time. And he is inviting the Jewish community to come to know his Father in heaven, as it's described oftentimes in Scripture, to come to know who they're called to be. And Jesus is inviting them. Jesus, at least in this part, does not necessarily see his ministry to the Gentile world yet. As a matter of fact, Jesus seems to be so shaped and formed by this Jewish system that he takes on some of the understanding and some of the attitudes that folks in that system would have. What do I mean by that? So Jesus, preaching to the Jewish community, is approached by a Gentile woman who says to him, "Can you heal my daughter? She's possessed by a demon. Can you heal my daughter?" And Jesus says something that, read it again later, it just, you say to yourself, I can't believe Jesus is saying this. Jesus says, "What I come to give and heal and offer is to the children of Israel." In other words, he's saying to the Jewish community. And he says, not to the dogs. Not you dogs. You see, the Jewish community, some would refer to the Gentiles as dogs, the D word. They were considered less than the Jewish community. And to hear Jesus say that, my ministry are to the children, not to the dogs. It's almost shocking to hear Jesus say that. And yet, this woman persists, and she says, even the dogs get to eat the crumbs from the table. And because of her persistence, it says in the gospel reading, Jesus responds to her, and Jesus heals her daughter. Jesus reaches out beyond the Jewish community and begins to reach out to the Gentile community. It's a shift in Jesus' ministry. Some would say that in some of the other scriptures, it appears that Jesus perhaps saw his ministry as to the Jewish community, to the Jewish folks and believers who raised him, whose system he grew up in. And eventually, his disciples would go forth into the Gentile world, as Paul did. But Mark, in this other instances too, but in this instance, what Mark is saying to us in this gospel is, no, Jesus is not saying to the Gentile world, who we already call dogs, because that's what his system referred to these people as. He has a transformation. Now that may sound strange to suggest that Jesus was transformed. You always think of Jesus as transforming people. But I'd suggest today, was Jesus transformed in his ministry? Did this woman transform him to see his ministry beyond what he perceived it to be and what perhaps the community that he was raised in shaped him to understand? It's important to realize that Jesus grew out of a system. And systems shape and form us. They give us a language. They give us terms. They give us observations that are sometimes ingrained in us. And I got to be honest with you, if what I'm suggesting speaks to you, I'm encouraged that even Jesus was transformed in the midst of his system, to see things differently. And how can that speak to us today? If we want to be people that James is calling us to be in the letter of James, to be this community where all truly are welcomed, we need to be transformed, certainly as individuals, but we also have to see that the system is transformed. That's what we talk about when we talk about systemic issues in our culture and our society. We talk about systemic racism. When we talk about systemic attitudes towards our LGBTQ community and so many others that are baked into the system. And we're called to somehow be part of God's transformation of that. Because if Jesus could be transformed, we can too. And so as individuals, we look to be transformed, but then how do we transform this community that we're a part of as well? When we see that sign outside that says, all are welcome, it's a powerful statement. But it's not just about, hey, all of you out there, you are all welcome to be with us. But it's also saying that you are welcomed to be us, and our usness will be transformed. Who we are will be transformed. As Jesus reached beyond what he knew, even with his own horrible ways of describing a whole group of people, Jesus was transformed. We're called to be transformed, and we're called to transform and be part of God's transformation of this world. And so those readings speak very powerfully to me today. Read them again if you get a chance. When I first read those readings, I was like, what? But then it just spoke to me as I engaged with them during the week, as I really tried to encounter them during the week. I realized the power of what's being we're being called to be and called to do. So let us go forth this day, walking in the way of Jesus, walking in the way that he was transformed, and expect nothing less of ourselves, that we too can be a transformed people, transforming the world around us.